Hello, this is Anuja.
This is Ayush.
And this is Anvi.
And this is Teenade. Abhi Jave. I'm
excited. But tumne Jave ke bola, you should have just started talking, bro. Hello, hello. We're back with episode 6.
People are like every week.
Like, this again? Why?
Yeah, this again? Don't you guys like not stop talking?
Never.
Why do you have opinions on everything?
Yeah.
Because everyone has opinions. We just show it to the world. You can do that too. Join us.
We just like to force it on people.
We just like to shove our opinions down your throat. We're like, ingest. So, I came across this, like, I know weekly updates aren't a thing anymore, but I came across this, like, post on Instagram that just had lots of theme songs of different cartoons, like, children cartoons. So, there was Doraemon, there was Shin-chan, there was Mickey Mouse, there's a couple of others that
Mickey
I forgot.
Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Childhood memories.
Yeah, man.
Nostalgia. Shit.
I still remember the theme song. It went like, hot dog.
Yeah.
Ting, 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 ting.
And then they had those yellow and red circles on the
also,
ground.
Also, it
that
was
opened.
So colorful, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sparkles.
Yeah. I don't know if people know this. I know this is TMI, but so I think Minnie Mouse got her own like spin-off show. It was called Minnie Mouse Bowtoons, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah. It was like a short
thing.
Yeah,
she had like
clips.
And Daisy did that, and then they had like a bow shop where she used to fix problems by tying bows on them.
By tying
because
bows on people or on problems.
Her problems. Whatever problems
they
were.
Look like?
It was animated, so perfect, obviously. Yeah, it doesn't make sense, but...
That's just a random fact for you people.
Just a random fact.
Yeah, so coming back to the post. Dude, when I listened to it, I legit, like, I started tearing up. And you can, like, make fun of me at this point. Please do. Because, bro, dude, those things... And I'm like, oh my god, I was so happy back then. And I was, like, remembered all of these things. And I would come back from school. And I would watch Shin-chan and I would point at the TV screen. And he used to say, I'm 5. And I'd be like, me too.
I mean, those times were so fun. We had so much fun. Like, I remember I used to wake up at 6 o'clock to watch cartoons like Go Diego Go and Dora the Explorer.
You used to do that?
Dora the Explorer, I swear. Like, that bitch is so dumb, man.
I know, but 5-year-old me was like...
Soy Dora. Can you
no,
say
like, legit, there's like...
Do you see the ocean?
Oh, this was a real audio.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Do you see the ocean? Do you see Anvi's K-pop hair?
Stop calling it K-pop hair.
It is K-pop.
It's just hair.
You look like a K-pop idol and we take the compliment.
I won't.
Why not?
I don't want to.
Why not? We're calling you what?
Anvi giving death stare to Anuja.
Anvi, I can't understand if it's the loving death stare or is the death stare.
It's
the death stare, death stare. Okay.
It's the disappointed death stare.
I called you a K-pop idol.
And she's disappointed. Wow.
Wow. I mean, if somebody called me hot, I would give them a burger. So, I don't know, Anvi, why you're
guys, this is you guys' invitation to come up to Anuja and call her hot and then get burgers.
That would be so cool. It's like, come up to be like, Anuja, hot. And then she'll be like, you didn't even call me hot, but I'll be like, burger.
With ketchup on top.
No!
Wait, that sounds disgusting, man.
Okay.
Who has ketchup with a burger?
People do.
No, no,
you have issues, Ayush.
I don't. I swear
no, ketchup
I don't.
With a burger is not bad. Ketchup and mayo with a burger mm-hmm. is bad. Ketchup, I don't think I mind at all with a burger. I don't think I mind.
Ketchup with fries, good. Ketchup with burger, not. Also, some people eat ketchup with pizza. I am not one of those people.
Bro, it already
let's,
has tomatoes.
Let's
in it.
Not judge
exactly.
People's choices.
Yeah,
dekho,
this
not
is.
Judge
he's the one who. Oh,
I eat ketchup
Ayush.
With burger. I don't eat ketchup
no,
with
no,
pizzas.
No.
But still, let's not judge.
Absolutely.
There
no,
are
no.
listeners who might.
Mm-hmm. I don't
let's
care.
Let's be the good people.
I'm just saying that I don't like it. You guys
yeah.
can have your pizza however you want.
I don't like it.
But just
it
fuck
either.
Off after that.
Don't you don't have to be rude, Ayush. You can just tell, you know, politely tell people to mind their own business.
That's still being rude, Anvi. I don't call
at
that.
Because I'm not swearing at them.
Swearing my emotions, are they? You know, emotions. I don't need that.
You want me to? You want
Anvi's a mannequin.
You want me to start swearing, dude? You want me to show real emotion? Yes. I'll start swearing.
Yes.
We're fine with that.
We're fine with that. We would like you to show emotion towards us once in a while, Anvi.
Okay.
Since
okay.
You're such a stone cold.
Okay.
So people, this episode's gonna be full of swears. Get ready.
Maybe it will.
Maybe we've diver.
It's not like I don't swear. I swear, but I just, you know, I swear in a limited amount in front of limited people and when it's extremely necessary. Not just throwing swear words around like some people.
Head hung and shame. Head hung and shame.
I mean, it's not bad, but...
We've diverted enough from the topic. Let's go back to being... go back to talking about nostalgia.
Right. Yeah, we're talking about nostalgia today.
The listeners got that in the first 2 minutes and then they were like, why the fuck are they... What the fuck are they talking? I am gonna swear.
I need to keep this PG-13, man. Otherwise, Spotify is gonna kick us off the platform. Okay. People are gonna flag us.
We're just going to do it on Apple
Podcasts.
Don't
flag us. yeah, please don't flag us. We want to keep doing this for at least some time.
Yeah, so nostalgia. What were we talking about exactly?
Cartoons,
right. Oh my god, so many cartoons. I have like amazing memories. I remember the newspaper used to come at our place. So there was a small schedule in a corner of the paper where Cartoon Network's show timings would be there.
Oh, right.
And I would like buy heart them. And then like exactly at that time, I used to watch those particular shows. Some of the favorite ones are like Courage the Cowardly Dog. Mm. Oh my god.
The schedule used to come in the part where with the crosswords and
yeah,
the
right.
Daily comics and stuff.
Yeah.
My personal favorite, like most Indian kids, was Hindi dub Shin Chan and Doraemon.
Yeah, and that's an all-time favorite. I still watch that.
Yeah, man. And I, like I said in some previous episode, that, you know, I rewatched Shin Chan. I felt overwhelmed with, like, happiness. I also rewatched... I haven't rewatched. I've been meaning to rewatch Doraemon for a little bit. But one time, I was just, like, obsessed with the idea of, like, doing everything from my childhood. So, there was this sitcom. It's called Best of Luck, Nikki.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yes.
The Hindi version of
Good Luck Charlie. Right.
Yes.
And I watched that. All the episodes are on YouTube, by the way. So,
yeah,
if you want to go on YouTube, you know what to search. And I watched a few of them. It was a really, really shitty show. But, you know...
Yeah, now none of it makes sense. But, you know,
it's really
like,
cringy. But
it's cringe, so
but
it's
much
like...
joy in it.
Fun
man.
In a way.
I mean,
there is so much joy associated.
Yeah, you tap
thing.
Into your 5-year-old brain.
It links you with all those memories of those so-called happy times. I mean, they were happy. That's so amazing. And
I don't know anything related to the past, whether it be happy or not very happy. It almost makes me happy now.
It makes happy. That's a psychology. It has a psychological reason for that. I did the study where you know that stuff has happened, so you know a particular order of things gonna happen in your memories. So you're very comfortable with that because now you've acknowledged that okay, this is gonna happen, and so I know this is gonna happen. Whereas you're pretty scared of the future, not scared or nervous of the future because you do not know what might happen
right. The
next moment. So
right.
You know the idea of knowing something, what's gonna happen, that makes you happy, that makes you comfortable.
Wow, man, how did we get there from cartoons, man? We are depressed.
We are depressed teenagers. Also, like, I remember this rumor someone spread in the school that on Cartoon Network, back in the times when Cartoon Network had that Cartoon Network black and white thing written, I have like hell lot of memories with that logo. Oh, my
God. Yeah, man. I used to watch Augie and the Cockroaches all the time.
Yeah,
so.
It's so same.
My mom did not approve of that show at all, but then I still watched it.
Because Anvi's a rebel. Anvi's a trailblazer, Anvi's a renegade. Continue.
Yeah, so I was just saying, someone spread the rumor that at night after 12, Cartoon Network shows adult movies.
What
and,
the heck?
And we are second grade kids. We would believe, okay, hota hoga samay.
Yeah, Ayush would believe because Ayush is Turkey.
No, I mean like, we were like, okay, wow. And
now...
Tumhe doubt tha kya?
I can't believe I had my doubts. Okay, continue.
So, I mean, now that makes like zero sense and I feel like hitting the guy who spread those rumors with baseball bats. Cause
do we know this guy?
No, you don't know
no,
that guy.
No, bring him on the podcast. We'll insult him.
Sure,
we'll
sure.
Roast him.
What's his name?
I'm not taking names.
Okay.
Oh, we can't take names on the podcast.
Yeah.
Because just
they watch the podcast. Okay.
Even if they don't, but still. And I mean, we used to believe it as so stupid. Like, Cartoon Network and adult movies, what the fuck?
But I mean, it
was not true.
But it could be. Cartoon Network, I don't know, I never watched Cartoon Network, like,
you said you watched Tommy and the Cockroaches.
Did it come on Cartoon Network? I thought it came on Nickelodeon.
I thought it came on Hangama.
I thought it came on Nickelodeon.
It came on Cartoon Network, right?
It used to come on Hangama, then it shifted to Cartoon Network.
Did
know
it
that.
Come on Pogo?
It came on Hangama once. I remember because there was this commercial in between where Augie would come up and he would be like, we're shifting our house, and then they would start showing on Hangama. So on the Cartoon Network thing.
Where?
There was a shift.
Where was I when this happened?
Okay, they shifted from Hangama to Cartoon Network.
Yeah,
then.
That
okay.
was pretty over, pretty...
I old. Have always associated Augie and the Cockroaches with Cartoon Network.
I have always associated with Nick.
No, man, Nickelodeon, that was not... It
was
definitely
it was
not
there.
There.
I think
I
it was
Nickelodeon,
there.
I remember Nickelodeon, there used to be this show called Kimunache.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that show.
That was a really cute show. I mean, that made...
Cute
that was so
show.
Dumb.
It was,
it was
the only
dumb.
Indian show that I actually watched.
No, but it was dumb.
Okay. I watched more shows.
I didn't... There was Chota Bheem as well, but I didn't watch it.
And Chota Bheem's not completely
you know, major
Indian,
cartoons, I feel like it's a pattern between all of the major cartoons. There's this one...
Main character.
Teenage main character who has issues.
Not usually
and
teenage.
Then there's one more short, cute character who doesn't have issues and solves those issues.
Gives them gadgets.
Gadgets or whatever it is that they need.
Yeah.
Shin-chan was the exception.
Shin-chan is always an exception. Shin-chan is not
always
even
the exception. Oh man, Shin-chan, so great. And sometimes when I look back on it, you know the background music behind it, we were talking about this on like a car ride home.
Non-Shin-chan watchers have left the conversation.
Yes. I'm sorry, man. If you haven't watched Shin-chan,
no, please go
in
ahead
the
discuss.
Best way possible, I do not want to be friends with you. So, Shin-chan, they had this like background music, they just went tee 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 tee. That was the background music and oh my god, I'm like freaking Mozart. Then I want to learn how to play that on piano. It's great, lots of joy. Continue.
Have you guys watched that show, Krish, Trish and Balti Boy? That was an Indian show.
No.
Oh, wait. I have. Oh, shit. I think I might have.
Yeah, it has a monkey, a cat and a donkey, I guess.
Heard the name. Definitely heard the name.
Yeah, and they used to like, there were like 3D characters and then they would talk and in the show, they would play 2D fables and stuff. That was pretty amazing.
I know what you're talking about. It used to come on Pogo, na?
I don't remember.
They would. There was this one where they ate a deer.
Huh?
I don't. There was a monster who ate a deer.
No. The queen wanted to eat a deer.
I don't remember. It might be.
Because
they had like
vegetarians have left the chat. I'm sorry. But yeah, they. Huh, okay. If you don't know that particular one, that's fine. There was one where there was this. I don't know, matka of thing.
Right.
Food.
Yeah, huh, right.
You
there was something
that,
related to the,
yeah,
I remember those scenes. There were so amazing times, damn it.
I was like, bro, this is peak morals. Moral science period has nothing over Krish, Trish and Balti Boy.
Seriously, man, seriously. And there's so many other shows. I mean, I was what, 6, 7 years old and I used to watch all of them all day long. Because we hardly had like 2 or 3 hours of school and we used to have fun all the day.
Man,
and I didn't really have friends. I was a loner back in childhood. So I used to watch TV.
Relatable.
A lot of TV.
But the thing is, we didn't feel bad about being loners. We were like, life is happy. Life is very simple. Hmm.
It was great. Really.
Hmm. It was like, school is happening now. Okay, school is happening. Now TV is happening. Okay, now TV is happening. And you would look forward to things so much.
Right. Like, everything, we used to live in the moment. There was no fear of the past. No tension of the past or no tension of the future. Everything was in the moment. We used to enjoy and live it.
To be clear, we are not abused. Please, don't call Child Protective Services. Mm-hmm. We have great parents. This is just like, we're now...
This is just a normal thing, yeah.
Grown-up thing to happen. I thought existentialism was supposed to set in during mid-20s. What the frick is this? This is not... This up 16. Please.
And we can still live in the moment, but...
We try.
Yeah, we try. We're unsuccessful.
Mm.
Coming back to cartoons, because we don't want deep conversations here.
So, a lot of the cartoons that these people have watched, I have not.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them.
What have you watched?
I have watched. So, I don't think you guys know about this cartoon. It's not that popular, but it's called Sally Bollywood.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, the plot was... there was these two kids who had a detective agency where they used to, investigate cases that happened in their own school. And it was like, you know, the girl was the, detective brain and the guy was the scientific brain that he used to make gadgets. And both of them used to solve these in-school crimes together. It was super fun. Like, to this day, like, if you ask me to watch it, I will watch it. And that, and I mean, Doraemon I've watched, obviously. Mickey Mouse was one big part of... Oh, Mickey Mouse, Jake and the Neverland. I watched a lot of Disney.
Oh my God.
Watched a lot of Disney shows. So, Jake and the Neverland Pirates was one.
Jake and the Neverland Pirates.
I was saying, and me too. I think it was NB. I don't remember.
I've seen it.
Yeah, so that was that. Oh, best. Okay, unpopular opinion. The Doraemon movies were better
than the show.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, they were a billion times more exciting.
Yes.
Every time they were premiering and I saw the ad, you better believe it that I watched the movie. Because that's what gangsters do. That's how we roll.
Right. I missed school to watch Doraemon movies because they used to air it at 12 p.m. 12 or whatever afternoon.
Hmm.
And I was like, school mein jaunga main. Mom, I'm having headache and I'm not feeling good. I'm not going to school.
Okay.
And then I
would
sit and watch.
I
was a fan.
Don't do drugs, kids. I don't know where that came from. Nostalgia and childhood and then drugs.
It's all related. It's all connected.
Childhood trauma hota hai. Then you go to therapy. Therapy doesn't work out. Then you do drugs.
So.
Have you guys watched the early 2000 shows?
Like?
Like the Powerpuff Girls.
Yes, Powerpuff. Oh.
The Dexter's Laboratory. And
I was
Powerpuff Girls,
Powerpuff
man.
Girls.
Sugar Spice and everything nice.
I watched some because after our birth, like 2006, 2007, they did not air much of it.
Guys, we should do a photo shoot dressed up as the Powerpuff Girls. I'll take Bubbles. I'll be Bubbles.
Bubbles is which one?
The blue one. The blue one with the blue.
I'm being the green one.
Can I be pink?
I'm being the green
okay,
one.
Okay, so everyone's agreeing. So I'll be Bubbles. Green one is Buttercup. And then the pink one is Blossom.
Okay, I'm Blossom then.
I'm whatever. I don't
Buttercup.
Buttercup.
You Buttercup.
That sounds wrong.
Why does it sound
Stop!
Wrong?
Stop!
Tell me
trying to make everything
podcast.
Double meaning.
Yes, this is that's gross. Then you're like, why am I existential?
Okay.
Yeah.
There was such amazing music also at that time. I mean, the 2012
yes.
era, oh my God.
Dude, my favorite era. Okay, this is just me talking about Bollywood music, okay?
Oh, man.
So, the early 2010 era is 2010 to 2015, okay? I'll give it to you. Was like the good music era.
The
music
OG.
They make nowadays, trash. Absolute trash.
Hamare zamane ka music. Tum kya jaanoge little Gen Z's?
We are part of Gen Z.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gen
Alpha.
2006 is like
Gen
the
Alpha.
Ending of Gen Z.
How about Generation Alpha?
Right.
You have to be technical about jokes.
Okay.
Stop bullying me. I'll call Childline. It's written behind the book. If you are in any distress, I'll be like, I'll be causing me distress. Please take her away. So anyways, yes, I totally agree with you about the music. And what happened was about, I'd say like four-ish years back, I found a small iPod Nano that my brother owned very, like, really long time ago. Somebody bought it as a gift for him. And it had all those songs that you're talking about. And then I also found an SD card that had all those songs that
Anuja, Anuja made me,
And
you made me hear them.
I made you listen to like maybe 3, 4, 5 songs, yes. Not too many. But I still have it. And yeah, I'm just like brag about it.
Because I mean, usually I don't listen to Bollywood music a lot, but if I do, it's that music from that era. That.
Yeah. I listen to a lot of Bollywood, and all the Bollywood that I listen to is from that era. Or if it's not from that era, then it's usually Gedi music. Okay, don't debate me.
Oh, also, just since I've been, you know, like early teens, I am a Disney kid. So, like, a lot of music from those shows, like Wizards of
Waverly Place. Oh, like the theme songs?
Yeah,
songs. Nice. I can, yeah.
Anuja knows a lot.
I know the Disney theme songs, but I did not watch them as a kid. I watched them when I was like 11, 12.
Huh, yeah, that's early teens.
Early teens. Not even teens, pre-teens.
Pre-teens.
Right. So, that's music, that's cartoons. What did you guys want to be when you grew up?
I don't remember. I mean, I wanted to be a scientist back in third grade, and it has a very interesting story. So I used to watch Doraemon, and as a child, I used to believe.
You're like Doraemon banna.
No, I didn't give a fuck about Doraemon. I was like, I want the time machine thing. I want a time travel, and I grew up. I used to think that once I'll grow up, I'll go to Japan and I'll meet the Doraemon guy. I'll take his time machine from him.
Wow.
So as a third grader, Ayush was unrealistic and delusional.
And dumb.
And then somewhere I realized that it's not real. It's like, fuck. All my dreams are destroyed. I have nothing to live for now.
Wait. As a third grader, you were like, fuck, my dreams are destroyed. Pretty forward thinking, if you ask me.
Like we said,
I didn't even know what fuck meant in third grade, but I used to.
Childhood.
I think. Oh wait, should we tell everyone that I used to take a girl out on a date?
In third grade.
Third grade.
Okay. Yeah, I was.
Does that girl watch this?
I don't know. She was.
Please send this to her and let us know what she said.
Okay.
She'll be like,
shout out to you, girl.
Up to your or cringy again.
Yeah, so I realized, okay, that's not real. So first I was in depression for some time. Then I wanted to break the TV. So when I realized it's not real, I was heartbroken. And then I wanted to break the TV, which I tried, I attempted once. I threw a plastic ball at the...
What?
No, not angry issues. I believe that if I break the TV, I get inside the TV.
Can it be a dark joke?
Yeah.
Domestic violence origin story.
Shit.
Okay. A lot of dark humor we're doing on the podcast these days.
People love it.
Mm-hmm.
Gives you a look
into I read this one joke on, I think, Instagram. It was like, so this employee went to her boss's funeral. She stood over the casket and was like, who's thinking out of the box now?
Oh, shit.
I know. Oh. Same reaction. I had the same reaction.
You were like, oh.
Like, oh. Good one.
Coming back to the story. So, I wanted to break the TV because I believed I would break the TV, get inside the TV and meet Doraemon over there.
This is why you should not take ideas from cartoons. Because if you remember, in Doraemon, he used to open up a drawer. A lot of times the drawer was, you know, with like the time machine and you could go in other dimensions. And then a lot of times it was just the drawer.
Right.
So, Ayush... The TV was just a TV.
I know. But I did not know that back in second grade. And then...
So you were dumb.
Yeah, I was dumb. So I was like, ab toh main bade hoke scientist banunga, I'll invent a time machine. And
ambition.
Ambition.
Yeah. And then I realized that, fuck.
So, as a kid, Anvi, what about you?
I mean, I never had like a clear plan, but I always, you know, was very interested in being a journalist.
Mm-hmm.
So at first I was really into, you know, like the ones you see on TV, बट देन ऑब्वियसली आई ग्रो अप एंड लाइक टीवी वाले जर्नलिस्ट तो नहीं बनना है.
चश्मा नहीं लगाना यार,
चश्मा ही लगाना है.
माइओपिक.
हाँ, अरे आई फाउंड, सो आई हैव फाउंड दिस वन ओल्ड रिसर्च पेपर ऑफ माइन. Like, okay. Not like research paper, it was just like a project. Uh-huh. And you know how like in those you give like, about the author class. Part. Yeah.
Yes.
So in the about the author part, I had written ki, you know, the author wishes to grow up and become a journalist. I'm like, oh, so that is where all of this started. I think it was fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, I was clueless. I'm like, we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Let me focus on eating candy and watching Mickey Mouse Club.
Yes.
Right. Please. We'll deal with the diabetes and myopia later. Dark joke. Okay, so for me, I had this space book when I was little. And by space book, I mean it had like fun facts in it, and then it had small write-ups. And then every morning, I used to read this because when I was a kid, my mom inculcated all the good habits. Thank you, mom. I have lost all of them. So every morning, I used to read something. So at one point I was reading that book and I was like, dude, this shit sounds cool as frick. I need to do this shit. So then I would go around telling everybody that, oh my god, I'm gonna be an astronaut. But, big but. Kim ke but. So my brother was a freaking bully, like all other older siblings. Freaking bully, okay? All the time. And I was always chubby, even as a kid. So he was like, you know, all the astronauts, they need to be physically fit. So I was like, okay, whatever. And I didn't want to deal with this bullshit because as a kid, I was smart. I knew how to avoid bullshit. Future Anuja, present Anuja, learn from this kid. I was like, okay, I'll be a space engineer. I had no idea what it meant. I was like, okay, I'll work in the space station that was on Earth, not the international kind that okay. is floating in space.
Hmm.
Okay.
Like, I'll work in, like, NASA or some shit. So, I still, like, age 10, I kept telling everybody, I'm gonna be a space engineer. But I grew out of the phase when I was 8. So, for 2 years, I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I wanted to keep the smart kid image. So, I was like, I'm gonna be a space engineer. And then, people would ask me, what is it? And I didn't know what it was. I was like, it's space stuff.
What else? Like, you won't understand.
It's very dumb complex people. Terminology. Shut up. So, are you questioning me?
Hmm.
And then I had a phase where I used to watch this show called Big Budget Small Makeover. No, Small Budget Big Makeover. Sorry.
This is Big Budget Small Makeover. The rest of the budget is going in drugs.
Sorry. Small Budget Big Makeover. I always make this mistake. So, and I was like really into interior designing. Again, yeah. My insecurities acted up. What was that? My parents were like, there's not much scope in interior design. You should do architecture. This is very like Indian parents kind of, you know,
right.
thinking. And then I was like, okay, then I'll do architecture. So till like age 13, I was like architecture. But then, you know, lockdown came and then I became a starfish. So after that, you know, history. We don't care. We care about childhood. So space engineer, then interior designer slash architect. Nice.
Variety.
When I was 5, I wanted to be a dancer. When okay. I was 4, I wanted to be a singer. It's great. It's lots of variety. I had zero singing talent, but I enjoyed music a lot.
Oh, wait. I think I had a like very short phase where I was like, yes. Maybe I'll become a singer.
Very short phase.
I guess everyone but then, has that. Everyone
you know,
likes
you grow
music
up and then you try singing and you're like, you can't sing.
You need auto-tune. Huh. So that is why now I call myself a rapper. Rappers use autotune. No talent required.
That's a very controversial statement, by the way.
I know. I mean,
people
I
will come after
rappers.
You if you say...
I worship rappers. And that autotune is used intentionally to like... That is like the vibe of the song. Hmm. And sometimes they don't use... Because they just want their voice like poetry with beats, basically. So there is no scope for autotune. I'm basically trying to salvage what I said. Anvi is giving me the squint eyes and a nod. Like, yeah, we because know what you did. don't try to save it.
I mean, I had a pretty interesting friends. You guys are like interesting dreams. When I was a child, except for me, I had friends who would ask me, what do you want to become? I'd be like, I want to become a scientist. Then I would ask them, what do you want to become? So, I mean, you guys will know why I'm at Turkey. My friends would...
Gross.
My friends would go...
He's now going to justify why he's Turkey.
I used to 16, buddy, please.
I know, I mean, I had friends who would say, Tanisha wants to become an air hostess, so even I'll become an air hostess.
Oh, shit.
And then I was like, I was quite smart in the knowledge part, so I'd be like, you can't become an air hostess. Females become air hostess.
Oh my god.
But
actually,
you can be air crew.
Yeah, whatever.
You can be not a hostess.
Huh.
What is the male of
just
hostess?
Part of the cabin
whatever
crew.
It is.
Hmm.
You can be that.
Yeah, but kids...
Don't kill dreams here, Ayush. This is a safe space.
And then the person for whom they were becoming an air hostess, they would change to becoming a singer or dancer, and even these guys would change. They were like,
I'd be their backup dancer.
Right.
Like Beyonce's backup
dancer. And I would have so much fun listening to these people.
Boring.
Okay, I know, like, you don't have very interesting childhood stuff. Boring, it seems. But say.
Okay, that brings us to the end of another shitty-ass episode.
Right.
Even though you little fuckers did not do last week's assignment,
mm-hmm.
we're gonna give you another one. DM us with your favorite childhood cartoon. And if you don't DM us, we've disowned you.
Anyhow, don't own them, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, lack of enthusiasm.
Anyway,
lack of...
don't forget to follow the show on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Rate us, give us reviews. And I think that's it.
Peace out, two-timers.
Peace out, peasants.